It's the Sod Pod, brought to you by Grassland Agro. The Sod Pod. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Sod Pod. This weather ain't giving us any chance at all out there. It's still wet and damp, ground conditions still quite soft, up and down the length of the country. Hopefully, as we approach Paddy's weekend, things start to change in the coming weeks. Obviously, these pressures are not very nice out there. We've got something slightly different for you here. During the week, we were doing a video shoot. We were on a beautiful farm above in Inishtee, County Kilkenny, and we'd be media on site, trying to create a buzz. This video will be released to coincide with Clover Week that Chagas is running. Obviously, there's major farm walks going on the first 2 weeks of April, and then Clover Week itself, the third week of April. I think it's around the 19th to the 24th. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pass you over to John. John caught up with the guys from B Media, Abby and Kevin. Let's see what they had to say. They talked about what they're doing in the industry and how they're shooting amazing content. And also how you, the farmer, can become an influencer from the simple use of a mobile phone. Over to Johnny.
Delighted to be joined by Abby Mann and Kevin Galvin from B Media. Lads, thanks a million for coming.
Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
B Media, tell us more.
Yeah, so B Media is 3 years in business now. We're a one-stop digital shop for all things digital, whether it's social media marketing, photography, videography, graphic design, website, anything you would need under one roof. We're based in Kilkenny City. Our office is there on Abbey Street, which is apt because my name is Abby, which is a bit of a nightmare. We specialise in the agri industry just due to our backgrounds. Both Kevin and I have degrees in agriculture, as well as all of the other members of the B Media team.
Brilliant.
As to regards where it started, I'll let Kevin take that one.
Yeah, I suppose, like Abby said, we both have agricultural degrees and agricultural backgrounds.
Thank you.
For me, media was never a thing on the top of my head, I suppose. Went off to New Zealand, Matt for burning diesel, wanted to go draw silage.
Yeah.
COVID happened, had to come home. So we kind of rejigged everything, went working with a local feed merchant and then got a job with Farmflix, which I'm sure some people will be quite aware of.
They know the laugh.
A lot of people have said that, so it must be a very bad laugh.
Yeah.
But went up there, lads were so nice to be up there, learned the cameras, met Abby, and then decided, hey, maybe we could give this a go ourselves down the south. And that's what we did, and I guess that's where we came from.
Yeah, and like it's so great to be really well supported by leading agricultural businesses and you know, institutions, even within our first 3 years. So we're very lucky to be back.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And fair play to you. Like, you're both younger than maybe, you know, so other people in the industry will say. And you're making a great fist of it. Like, we had you out today doing a bit of a video on the Clover Week, so that was brilliant. But I suppose it highlights maybe something that, like, I suppose getting the content out there on social media, influencers and stuff like that. A lot of people in Irish agriculture feel like we're under attack or under pressure because of environmental pressures. Is the influencer or the social media a good angle to use to put out the positive story?
You're dead right. Social media has such a power at the moment, and I can understand why farmers now feel that they're always under attack. They're always in the paper. They're always in the news. You're doing this wrong. You're not doing that right. And I think the influencer is really trying their best, and they have such a power in getting that message out there to maybe someone who doesn't know anything about farming. I think that's a lot of it. People don't understand actually what we're doing here, and like, every farmer is always trying to do their best for the environment and animals. Care, and I think that's where your influencer has power to really show that at a farm scale, at a farm level, to that normal person, like, this is what we do, like, we actually do care about a lot of things.
Yeah, I totally agree. And like, even the behind the scenes aspect that we're seeing a lot on TikTok or on Instagram Reels, they give massive insight, much more so than any of the national broadcasters could ever. It's real life, nearly live feed of what's happening in the daily lives of farmers, which is great. And like, even as I mentioned, like, the woman in agriculture is really at the forefront now, and way more powerful than it was, say, 5 years ago even, or even before TikTok began, which is really great to see, and it gives kind of a new insight and aspect for people to think about, I think.
Yeah, and like, as well, you see the boys there up in Farmflix, you see the likes of Farmer Phil, iFarm, WeFarm, just to name a few.
Yeah.
Like, what them people are doing for agriculture is very positive, and everything they do is always trying to show a good light on what farmers are doing. And I think everyone kind of needs to get on board with them a little more. You're going to have that negative stigma there. There's nothing you can do, but you know, you're just trying to keep it going.
Right, and like those names you mentioned are brilliant. They show the good and the bad, and they give a real flavour of what's happening on farm. Maybe just to talk about, right, so we need to, we're saying here the influencer has a big positive role. From your point of view as experts in audio visual, how might someone start? Do they just need a phone? Do they need a GoPro? Or maybe looking at some of the influencers that are out there, do you know what sort of, can you tell what sort of, a, you probably can, you so can, Kate.
I've seen it all. I've seen people just using a phone. Ollie Bloggs just uses a phone, I know that. And he gets on fine. Farmer Phil uses a GoPro with a microphone on it, he gets on just fine. But all these people started out somewhere, and I think Abby would say it's so easy to take your phone out of your pocket. Like, that's how you start, that's how it gets going.
Yeah, like even your phone has massive like camera capabilities now. Like any like modern smartphone has the ability to shoot 4K, and in layman's terms that is like extreme high definition. So don't worry about, even I think when you're starting out an influencing, or if you're just getting to start, you might think that you have to invest massively in kit. Now I know our job is a bit different, but if you're just starting out as a personal blogger, like that is just absolutely not the case. Even the microphone capabilities on a normal phone is massive, and we'd be more than happy to give some tips and tricks. But getting started, I think as well, when you're putting yourself out there online, it can be scary, of course, but, and it's a big jump to take, but I think you'll, as you get into it, you'll absolutely find your audience, find your community, like take feedback, not in a negative way, in a positive way, and you know, really kind of get your message out there. It's a great platform to do so.
Probably the big thing is sticking at it. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is.
Consistency is key, for sure.
Like Abby said, it is key. You gotta keep at it, have your direction, and keep pushing that positive thing. There is one thing. Look, I've got it on the ear from being on camera before. You're going to get them negative comments. They're going to come at you.
For a long time, it was like,
is this that ever going to cut his hair? Or the laugh? But I think you just got to take it on the chin. You're going to have that anyway.
Yeah.
And when you know you're doing something right and everyone else is coming with you and other people are doing the same thing, just stay at it and keep going with it.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I think a lot of it is good nature, kind of banter. I know there can be some nasty stuff, but in general, like, we all need these people to tell the positive story, like the sheep shepherd and, you know, Buffy and Sutter, like any of these
guys.
Like, they're super, like, you get to see what's going on farm. Mm. You get an insight to, you know, what the positive work that farmers are doing every day that sometimes they feel like they're not getting credit for.
Yeah, no, exactly. And like you said there, with like the sheep shepherd, what I've noticed with him is, it's him. Like, that's his personality. He's not trying to be someone else on camera. He's showing us how it is and pushing that positive story at the same time.
Absolutely. And I think that you can get too hung up on the like perfectionist nature of videos or video editing. The raw and the gritty sometimes is way more engaging, and people actually want to see that stuff. They don't want to see things fluffed over. They want to be right in there with you with their welly boots on. So that's what I'd encourage.
Which is bonkers, because most farmers spend all day farming and then they go and watch it on YouTube or on FarmFlix or on Grassman.
Or play a Farm Simulator or something like that.
You're going guilty.
So to finish off, maybe a couple of key points is put yourself out there. You know, have a bit of a plan maybe.
Yeah, have a bit of a plan. Have a bit of direction about what way you want to go with it. Are you going to do that blog style? Are you putting out that positive message? But like you said, and even for me, when I done it first, it's always that first video. You're like, oh God, I actually have to go on camera. But once the first one's over, then it's just like, oh yeah, just grand now.
How did you feel about that now when the first camera was pointed in your face? Yeah. Like, so putting on the microphone, what were you nervous?
It was. Like, obviously, I was nervous. I suppose it was only for starting a new job as well. You don't want to absolutely make a meal of it. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like trying to run questions through my head, trying to do this, trying to do the other. Never would have really had any talking in big groups or at. And so went and done it, got it over with, started getting more my own personality, I suppose, started coming off, and that's when it started to go well. And there, only last year we emceed event up there. I was talking in front of 10,000 people I didn't even know, and it wouldn't bother me now, whereas then. So I think that's the main thing, just go for it.
No, it's so great that FarmFlix still support us as well, which is fantastic.
Super company. Abby, am I right in saying that you were involved in the All-Star?
Yeah, yes. So like not a, like I know we
but there
said
wasn't many Kilkenny lads there. You were probably the only one, Kim.
I was flying the flag.
Yeah, something really funny happened. Well, we do obviously specialise in agriculture, but we do have the odd kind of like, we were involved a little bit in the GAA and different bits and bobs like that. But Kevin put up a photo. Can I tell this story?
Yeah, so he put a photo.
He was filming and he took a photo and put it on B Media story.
On, you know, the boys go in with the wags and they take the big photo. So I used to do it with the camera for the gallery, take this photo. Kilkenny GAA obviously got wind of it and thought I must have been up for an All-Star. So it was like all the boys that were nominated for All-Stars on their stories. And then just me at the end.
and then Clara GAA, Kevin's local club, put it up and was like, the closest we'll get to an All-Star. Yeah. So it was really funny. But great day.
Great crack, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah, it's great to see a few Clara lads.
So I don't know about that now.
Yeah.
So that's a different experience. So B Media, you do a bit of everything, but really ag is the big bread and butter part of it. And you're
absolutely. Like I really feel just like when you have some sort of agri background, like your work really shows. We're able to pick things out a little bit better than a traditional, say, a crew from Dublin maybe not be able to pick out. So we really do tailor everything to the agri sector for sure.
Super.
Yeah. Soundless.
Thanks a million. Thanks for today. Thanks for coming on. And we'll chat to you again soon.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Wow. A huge thanks to Abby Mahon and Kevin Galvin from B Media. You can check out their website, www.bmediakk.com. Obviously, the use of a bee, while it might suit our beloved image in agriculture, it's also got to do with their subtle hint at their love for the black and amber. I'm not so gone on that part of it, to be honest. So now as I'm here on my own, it means that I win the debate on the news article this week. What's in the news? And the article I've chosen has come from Agriland. Over 360,000 passports issued from the genotyping programme. So the National Genotyping Programme, it's now in week 11, there's 367,000 passports issued. This is an unbelievable task, unbelievable project. Look, there's a few snags on the way and all, but when you look at the volumes of passports been issued, an amazing undertaking. Way back there in September, we had Mark Waters on from the ICBF, and he'd done a great little podcast with us. And you go right back to what the programme is. And the programme is a collaborative initiative designed to enable Ireland to take the first steps in achieving a full genotype national herd. Like, that's insane, really, when you look at it, that what that will do for us in the future when we achieve that, it'll just put us as front leaders again in agriculture, the place that we deserve to be. The programme is developed based on a cost-sharing model, and that's a job in itself between the Department of Ag, the beef and dairy industry, and the participating farmers. So kind of a 1-1-1, or as Mark worded at the time, a €6, €6, and €6 investment, I think was the numbers that we were looking at there at the time. So it's actually brilliant to see them numbers, like at week 11, to see that sort of volumes gone through. We'll say that's an article in Agriland by Brian MacDonald. Lovely little read. It was just at the very end, there was a section there on calf registrations. There's 874,000 calves registered up there to them near the first week of March, down slightly on last year. Dairy dams, 770,000 registered. That's down slightly as well. And then beef dams as well, 103,000. That's down as well, you know. So that's just something to be keeping an eye on to see what's going on there. Lovely little read. I'll put that in the body of the podcast. You can click through and have a look at that link there as well. I'll also put a link onto the ICBF's website there if you want to go back and have a look. If you're unsure, looking for more information. But here's a very, very simple timeline. Calf is born and tagged. The details recorded with AIMS. The DNA sample posted to the lab. That's one day. By day three, the sample is received in the lab. By day eight, parentage confirmed and communicated with the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine and the farmer. Day 11, the calf passport arrives in the post. So that's an 11-day programme. It's averaging 12.1 days of a turnaround now, so one day behind. You know, that is unbelievable when you look at the volumes. So look, at a slightly shorter podcast than normal, we'll get ready to wrap it up. But for the weekend that's in it, we'll have a go at a verse or two of a song. On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that hard our care would weave a snare that I might one day row. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tipped lightly along the ledge of the deep ravine where can be seen the art of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. Lola Fela Pori. Mind yourselves out there. Farm smart, farm safe.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Sod Pod. We hope you enjoyed it. To find out more, head over to www.grasslandagro.ie or check out our social channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. That's all for this episode. See you next time.